This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Tune Tuesday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April the 16th, episode 637. Today's show is brought to you by Equestrian Collections and Squarespace.com. Well, good morning, everyone. All of us at the Horse Radio Network wanted to send our thoughts and prayers to all of those affected by the terror attack in Boston yesterday. I'm not sure if anyone will be listening to this Horses in the Morning this morning, or you'll be tuned into the news. For those of you who are listening, and who are maybe looking for a distraction from the terrible news of yesterday, I hope a little music might help. It is Tune Tuesday, the day we bring you the music of the horse world, as we highlight artists that are also horse people. Not all the songs are about horses, but the artists are certainly all about horses. Just a reminder that tomorrow morning is the Wheel of Trivia, with hundreds of dollars of prizes on the wheel. Just give us a call at 347-637-3238 at 9:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Answer one trivia question correctly, and you'll have a chance to spin the wheel and win one of those hundreds of dollars in prizes. We've been getting a lot of new calls as well as repeat callers. If you have not called before, it's not hard. These are pretty easy trivia questions. Just give us a call. It's a lot of fun, and don't be afraid to do so. Again, it's 347-637-3238 at 9:05 Eastern Time on Wednesdays. I thought hard about which song to start with today, and I settled on one of Templeton Thompson's. You know, after the senseless event like yesterday, we all should reflect on how fortunate we are to have the loved ones that we do, both two-legged and four-legged. Templeton reminds us of that with Wake Up Grateful.
I count my blessings. I'm just so glad to be alive. I do my best to learn lessons, 'cause I don't think we get to do this twice, this thing called life, this thing called life. Cup of coffee on my back porch, I sit and watch a new day dawn. I don't take one thing for granted, 'cause this don't last for very long. This thing called life, oh, this thing called life. Short time, every day to keep. simple. And when come what may tries to shake my faith, at the end of the day I give it away and lay my head down, and I wake up grateful.
That's Wake Up Grateful by Templeton Thompson. And as I said, we all should be doing that today. Well, yesterday we had the opportunity to meet a delightful young musician by the name of Adrian. She is a true cowgirl. Grew up, as she told us, living in a teepee outside of her family's house because she likes staying outside better than inside. And she has worked the ranches. She's ridden bucking broncs and done all kinds of things. So we thought we would make her our Tune Tuesday. You got to hear her one of her songs yesterday. We got to hear a couple of them last week kind of as a preview, Buckaroo Barbie and Boots and Pearls on last week's Tune Tuesday. Well, this week we're going to give you her our Two for Tuesday as well. And if you missed the interview from yesterday, please go back to horsesinthemorning.com and check out Monday's show. You'll hear her on there with her interview. Well, as she told us, she wrote a lot of that music while she was out on the ranches and working cattle. And one of those songs she wrote is called the Cavvy Song. And the Cavvy Song describes what it describes as a big outfit's cavvy or herd of saddle horses being driven into headquarters corrals before the day's work, where they round up the horses for the day's work. So that is what this song is about, and it's called the Cavvy Song. That'll be followed by one that was called the top 13 Western songs of all time. It's the Will James Days, and that was by Western Horseman Magazine, said it was one of the top 13 songs of all time. So here we go. The Cavvy Song followed by the Will James Days.
Love, say, heavy snow. don't forget to sell some good big outfits left. Thank you.
That was Adrienne. And of course, she's a new artist that we're highlighting here. True, true cowgirl as they get. And you can find all of her music at buckaroogirl.com. That's buckaroogirl.com. When I looked up Adrienne on Google, I found another singer out of Europe someplace. So if you want to find this one, you look up buckaroogirl.com. You can also find her on iTunes that way as well. Well, let's change gears a little bit and head to Texas with Dan Roberts, Only in Texas.
Boot wearing calf roping cattle ranching gate opening buckle wearing barbecuing beer drinking pig roasting hay baling friendly driving fiddle playing son of a gun double hocking steer tripping washer pitching cow tipping snake shooting jukeboxing honky tonking haggard listening church going W voting proud where they're from. Yeah, Texas, only in Texas. There's pride in the eyes of the ones who wear that brand. Cause it's a whole nother country between the Red and the Rio Grande. Yeah, we got it all, only in Texas. Hauling bronc, busting bull, riding trail, dusting barrel, raising bull, dogging hats, stetching boots, justin' rodeo and wrangler, wearing spur, jingling real cowhand. Beef eating, cattle grazing, two-stepping steer, hazing chip, kicking chili, cooking Lone Star appreciation, pistol packing deer, tracking Alamo, remembering land. Yeah, Texas, only in Texas. There's pride in the eyes of the ones who wear that brand. Cause it's a whole nother country between the Red and the Rio Grande. And we've got it all, only in Texas. Hey, we got it all, y'all, only in Texas.
Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
Hi, Glenn. You know what? It's time again to be thinking about summer shows, and how are we going to deal with the heat? Well, you know what? Ariat has come out with a new show shirt called the Ariat Sunstopper. It's a quarter zip. If you have ever worn an Ariat show shirt, you know that that has got to be the most comfortable shirt on the market for show shirts. It's not that cotton stuff. It's a material that is very soft. It looks fantastic, easy to keep up. This year they've come up with something new. It's the inside of the arms is a knit material, so that it's very cool and lets the air through. Where the top of the arms is the denser material to keep the sun off your arm so that you can ride and be cool. This is great for trail riding. This is great for shows. I can't think of a single place you would ride in the summer that this wouldn't be good for. That does come in long sleeves. It's a knit material. It's got the collar for the stock tie loop. It's got everything that you need, including sun protection, for show riding and for just regular riding in the summer. It comes in white, and we have all of those sizes in stock and ready to ship. It also comes in pink and in navy. They call it fuchsia, but it's really a fuchsia pink and in navy. So this is sort of, and on the pink and the navy one, it's the inside where the mesh is a white color. So this is hearkening back to some of the old-timey Ariat-looking shirts that we all loved, and I think this is going to be a huge success. And I look forward to wearing mine as soon as it gets a little bit warmer.
That's the Ariat Sunstopper Quarter Zip Top. You can find it by going to equestriancollections.com and just search for Sunstopper, and it's sure to come up.
Cool.
Good morning again, everybody. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with you on Tune Tuesday, where we play music from horse people all over the place. And we're going to change it up a little, get away from the cowboys, and head to South Florida with Raquel Renner and I Want to Know You.
I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to see the world through your eyes. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you. Hear the rain fall down from your skies. Don't be afraid to show me what you made of. I'm not afraid of the truth. What you think they mean? I wanna feel what makes your heart beat. If you take a stand that I don't understand, it's okay if it's confusing to me. Uncomplicated is so overrated. Love is not just something you do. Talk with you. I want to see the world through your eyes.
Well, Raquel Renner, that girl can sing. As I said, she's a horse girl from Southern Florida. Speaking of Southern Florida, as if they didn't have enough to worry about down there with huge pythons all over the swamps down there, alligators, and now this year they're talking about big hairy mosquitoes the size of half dollars that bite and you feel it for about a week. Well, as if they didn't have enough, now there's something new this year they have to fight, and that is huge snails, apparently. These are snails that somehow got here, of course, from Africa, and grow to 1 foot long, and apparently they really like stucco and the outsides of buildings, and they'll eat the stucco right off your house. So they're trying to find ways to fight the huge snails down there, and I don't think they're edible either, and apparently they can carry something that's quite deadly to humans. So got that to deal with in South Florida. Let's hope they don't move north here to Ocala. I don't think I could handle foot-long snails, to be honest with you. Thank God our house isn't stucco anyway. Well, let's head off next to Monty Hawkeye Henson. And he is doing a little pickin' song called Peach Pickin' Time.
When it's peach pickin' time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time where they do the swing. Carolina, I'm coming to you. Coming to you in the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling. You know I'll see you soon. And we're gonna do a little picking, honey, underneath the Ozark moon. Pickers are picking the cotton. That's when I'll pick a wedding ring. I'll go downtown and buy a wedding gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business. You know you can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, honey, it's gal picking time for me. Odelay, odelay, odelay.
It almost sounds like he just runs out of steam there at the end. It's Monty Hawkeye Henson, known for playing some mighty strange stuff. Well, we're going to head off next to another guy, Bren Hill, who sings a song called Equine that I think you're going to enjoy. And then we'll head over for a little change of gender to Chancey Neal, You Make It Right.
Stormy throws her head. She don't like the sound of lead ripping through the sky on a cool, clear autumn morn. She high trots back home. She can't stand to be alone. She's been that way since the day that she was born. But I love her anyway. I wouldn't trade a single day. Riding for another day to be alive. The wind in her long black mane, she's the only thing that keeps me sane. The only way today that a cowboy can survive. Equine. Mind all his own. Bud was hard as a stone. He threw me to the ground a dozen times or more. Running down the road, cussing cause I'd just been through. All the way back to the old brown double barn door. But I loved him anyway, and I wouldn't trade a single day. Riding for another day to be alive. The wind in his long gold mane was the only thing that kept me sane. The only way today that a cowboy can survive. Every time my back's up against the wall. There's one tired old paint. He's a little less kin than kin. I see the hesitation in his eyes. I lift a little saddle on. He kicks him in the sides and they're gone. Lord, I can't believe how the years roll by. I love that little boy, riding high like Gene and Roy, fading like a hero into that western sun. The wind in his thick gold hair, I close my eyes for a moment, I'm there. The only way today that a cowboy can survive. Equine. Equine.
Thank you.
Well, that was Chancey Neal with that last one called You Make It Right. Of course, she is a cowgirl from Tennessee. I'm sure you're all becoming familiar with her now after hearing her on the show here over the last couple of weeks. She has a lot of other stuff we'll be playing over the next couple of months as well. Well, I thought we'd have a little fun today, and in light of how serious we have all been for the last 24 hours, you know, you gotta chuckle at least every once in a while. And Jeff Dawson certainly gives us that with this song, more of a poem song called Rindercella.
Once upon a time in a corn country, there was a very beautiful burl, and her name was Rindercella. Now, Rindercella lived with her mugly other and her two sad blisters. Now, in this same corn country, there was a very prancing hens. And he was going to have a bancy fall. So he invited people for a riles amount. Especially all the pitch people. Now, Rindercella and her mugly other and their two sad blisters went out and bought themselves some drancy fesses to wear to the bancy fall. But Rindercella could not go, because all she had to wear was a bunch of old rurdy dags. Well, the night of the bancy fall came, and Rindercella could not go, so she just cat down and scry. Well, she was getting there a-scrying when all of a sudden appeared before her a fairy modgother. Now, the fairy modgother touched Rindercella with her wagic wand, and all of a sudden appeared before her a sig boach and Hicks white sources to take her to the bancy fall. Now, the fairy modgother said, Rindercella, you must be home before midnight, or I'll turn you into a tumpkin. So Rindercella went to the bancy fowl, and the prancing hens was waiting on her because he'd been watching her behind a wooden hinder. Well, Rindercella and the prancing hens nanced all night long, and they lell in fuff. Just before the clock struck midnight, Rindercella staced down the rares, and just before she beached the rottom, she slopped her dripper. Now, the very next day, the prancing hens went all over the corn country looking for the very beautiful burl that slopped her dripper. And he finally came to Rindercella's house, and he tried it on Rindercella's mugly other, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on her two sigly usters, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on Rindercella, and it fit did. It was exactly the sight rise. So they got married and lived heavily ever happerts. Now, the storyl of the Maury is, if you're going to go to a corn funtry, and you're going to go to a bancy fall and loll and fub with the prancing hens, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Glenda Geek here. You know, I get asked all the time by horse people, I want to build my own website. What service should I use? Well, there's only one service I recommend without hesitation, and that is Squarespace.com. If you're looking to build a website for your horse farm, training business, boarding stable, or personal rider page, or maybe even a blog, and you want to do it yourself and end up with a professional-looking website, then there's only one place to go, Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easy with one of the simplest do-it-yourself interfaces available. You choose the theme you like, and then you just drag and drop the elements you want into that theme and start adding your pictures and content, and off you go. Plus, they give you 15 days to try it with no strings. They don't even ask for your credit card. If you sell things, they even have an e-commerce solution. Plus, your new website will integrate with Facebook and Twitter like a dream. I've been using this company for years and have recommended it to dozens of horse people. No matter what your skill level, Squarespace is for you. Give it a try for 15 days free by going to horseradionetwork.com and clicking on the Squarespace banner on the right side of the page. Horseradionetwork.com, click on the Squarespace banner on the right side of the page. Well, Jamie and I are both very excited to have with us this Friday, on this Friday's show, Jared Rodgerson with his second musical episode, and that's because he's releasing his new CD tomorrow called Dirt. Yep, it's just called Dirt. And we are going to talk to him on Friday, spend an hour with him, and then we'll be doing Really Bad Ads, so don't worry. Really Bad Ads isn't going away on Friday. It'll be here. But we are going to spend the hour with Jared talking about his new CD, getting caught up on his life, what's been going on, and what a super nice guy he was with us the last time. So we're really looking forward to this. And just to get you a little excited for it, here's a song off of his old CD called Sweetwater.
Nellie knew about it too. So they fired up Billy's beat up truck and left right out of school. With millions of people out of work, wondering what to do. Money doesn't grow on trees, so they got down on their knees in that sweet water. Flowing down through the rocks, it's kind of like looking for the prize in a Cracker Jack box. And they'd smoke some pot and pan for gold. At least that's the story that I've been told. Living that California dream. Say it takes money to make a lot of money. Well, Billy and Nellie are living on the milk and honey. And policy is the best prevention. Now all they got to pay is attention to the little shiny yellow pebbles in the sand, in that sweet water. It's kind of like looking for the prize in a Cracker Jack box. And they'd smoke some pot and pan for gold. At least that's the story that I've been told. Living that California dream. Got a Corvette. Billy bought a new pickup truck. Some think they robbed the bank. Now others say they were dealing drugs. They didn't go for a higher education. Never needed a real vocation. They don't worry about anything. They still get down on their knees in that sweet water. It's kind of like looking for the prize in a Cracker Jack box. And they pray to God and pan for gold. Now the real story has been told. Living that California dream.
Well, that was Jared Rodgerson. If you're a Jared Rodgerson fan, as I said, be sure to listen in on Friday as Jamie and I get to spend an hour with Jared about his new CD, Dirt. 14 new songs Jared's putting out, and that's coming out tomorrow. So we're excited to hear all of those songs and to get caught up with Jared. He has some things that have happened since the last time we've chatted with him, and I'm sure we'll hear about those as well. And the Wheel of Trivia is back tomorrow morning, 9.05 a.m. Give us a call at 347-637-3238 to play the Wheel of Trivia here with us on Horses in the Morning. Answer one trivia question correctly, and we spin the wheel for you and see what of hundreds of dollars worth of prizes you have won. So give it a try. You know, it doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to give us a call. It's only one question. I mean, what could possibly happen in that time? Jamie and I are easy to get along with. Well, I am. I don't know about Jamie, but give us a call and we'll have a little bit of fun with it. Thank you, everybody also who's been sending us emails and posting on our Facebook page how much they enjoy the show. We really appreciate that. All those comments do help and, you know, make it all worthwhile for Jamie to get up at 5 o'clock every morning and to start a show at 6. And, you know, I'm a little later in the day, but we do enjoy working together. It's funny, we've had comments about why perhaps that we get along so well. I had an email the other day that said, Glenn equals monster trucks, Jamie equals vegetarian. No wonder your shows are interesting. That is true. We are light years apart on many things, including TV and movies and probably books as well. But we do have a good time together. We really enjoy being with each other every morning, and I hope that comes through. We pick on each other a lot, but we have fun, and we do enjoy doing the shows. I respect she's a great performer, and I think she likes working with me as well. So that's why I think the shows work pretty well and why we now have an audience of over 30,000 people in 20 countries. Thank you to all who listen in every morning. Well, let's head off to another song here. And how about a little Who Saved Who with Marianne Kennedy?
So alone, looking for someone to call your own. Then right before your eyes, an open heart wants to be your home. Unwanted, unneeded, now there is love. Saved you. Who saved who? We both know the truth. Who saved who? Funny how your face change in just one day. No matter who you are, life is better when you share the way. I ask you, who rescued, who needed more? Saved you. Who saved who? We both know the truth. Who saved?
Another song I thought would be appropriate for today was one from Tiffany DeRosé called Rise Above. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's Tune Tuesday. I hope you all enjoyed it. For those of you that did join in today to maybe get a break from the news, we also debated on what song to end with today, and I kind of decided that an appropriate one would be one of Jamie and I's favorite from Jared Rodgerson, the title track of his last CD called Peace, Love, and Horses. We'll see you all here tomorrow morning on Horses in the Morning at 9 o'clock. Wheel of Trivia, and all the usual Wednesday stuff. Have a terrific day, everybody. Give your horses a hug for us. Give them an extra carrot for Jamie and I and Jennifer.
flowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead plays a song in her head. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor, belling tape for miles and miles. She says innocence grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, and she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's